This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is the first report I've heard of, first case I've heard of somebody getting meningitis from the marijuana. A 48-year-old woman in California developed meningitis from her daily habit of 3 to 6 joints a day. As you guys know, meningitis is very deadly. Now, she lived, but that is probably one of the scariest things we've heard when it comes to marijuana to date. Now, we've been told that marijuana could raise one's increased risk of heart attack, raise one's increased risk of stroke. So we know marijuana isn't completely benign. Have we heard of people overdosing and dying from marijuana? No, we haven't. Could marijuana be secondary to somebody dying? Sure. You know, not everybody that has a heart attack gets a drug screen. Not everybody who gets into a car accident has a drug screen. Most fatalities, they would. But, you know, if somebody, let's say, gets into a heart attack or gets into an accident, and it's a minor one, but then the stress of that, then they later have a heart attack, is anybody going back and looking at the marijuana? So there hasn't really been any cause and effect, a lot of cause and effect data. So we, right now, especially in the medical community, are still very intrigued and optimistic about marijuana being used, you know, in people's daily regimen. But we're very cautiously optimistic that it would be actually therapeutic, and we're also concerned of the risks that haven't really been reported because we haven't been able to study it. Most individuals who used marijuana up until now had to do it covertly. You don't really have a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, I smoked marijuana illegally. Go ahead and you know, document that. So what happened here? So apparently, she's 48 years old, and her favorite marijuana strain was bought in a dispensary, I believe, in Bakersfield. And the type of fungus that it was contaminated with was called Cryptococcus. And this Cryptococcus somehow made it to her brain and started to cause a major infection. An infection of the lining of the brain, the meninges, is meningitis. Symptoms of that could be stiff neck, headache, high fever, confusion, and it could be deadly. It could also affect the spinal cord as well. Now, Dr. Brian Shapiro is the one who treated the woman, and successfully, from what I understand, says that cannabis smokers in California should be sure to know where their marijuana came from, especially if their immune systems are compromised in any way, as meningitis could be lethal for them. Now, the type of Cryptococcus was called Cryptococcus neoformans. And Cryptococcus neoformans, usually you don't see in healthy individuals. You'll see that in people who are immunosuppressed, maybe transplant patients, those with HIV. But this woman was relatively healthy. So she began feeling fatigued and dizzy, but began getting combative. We found out that she reportedly assaulted a coworker and was fired. She was eventually seen at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, where they tested the cerebral spinal fluid surrounding the brain, and it revealed the life-threatening fungus. Now, when I heard of the timeline of events, it didn't really so much, you know, give us the actual timeline, but apparently her behavior had been erratic for some time, and she was fired from her job as an administrative assistant. And so you wonder if she had this infection longer. Now, viral meningitis, bacterial meningitis, and fungal meningitis usually hit you quickly. So I'm wondering if this was over a, you know, couple-day period. But then, she couldn't even recall her own name. When she was in the hospital, she was bathing aggressively. She was in Cedars of Sinai, which is where I was born, medical center, although it was called Cedars of Lebanon at the time. And the emergency room team could not figure out what was causing this. Then she assaulted a nurse. So team called the psych department. And I guess they thought it might be catatonia, abnormal movement triggered by mental issues. And so they had to rule out a psychiatric illness. Well, how do we rule out, a psychiatric illness and somebody combative? We do a scan of the brain. And not always, but we may do a spinal tap. Because, again, if she wasn't walking in with stiff neck, high fever, like a lot of people with meningitis do, then that may not be first on their mind. So they tested the brain fluid, which was positive for cryptococcus neoformans, which, again, it's rare, usually only seen in people with late-stage HIV or transplant patients. She was in relatively good health. Yeah, she did have some high blood pressure, and she did have a pretty healthy marijuana habit. Apparently 3 to 6 blunts or joints a day since her teenage years, and she's 48. So they treated her. Then Dr. Shapiro and his team investigated her favorite medical marijuana dispensary in Bakersfield. This is where she purchased one of the shop's cheaper strains, usually grown outdoors. They did DNA sequencing, and 9 samples revealed small amounts of this cryptococcus fungus. So they believe that that is what caused this woman's infection. Now, we know that cannabis can grow fungus. Mold spores are very commonly found on fungus. Chemicals, pesticides, apparently a study conducted last year found mold, pesticides, and other contaminants on much of the weed grown in the state. More than 90% of marijuana plants tested were contaminated with pesticides, and crops from 20 farms were positive for mold. Now, they say the soil in Bakersfield and the surrounding Central Valley area is known as breeding ground for the fungus and valley fever. You guys heard about valley fever? That's coccidioides immitis. And so people will get valley fever, which is a severe lung infection. It can look like the flu. They say it's killed nearly 100 people in California since the start of the year. So valley fever, we don't talk about that a lot, but, I mean, we're only 1 month into the year, and it's already killed 100 people in the area. So the prevalence of the valley fever fungus, which causes infection when you inhale it, raised suspicions for Dr. Shapiro that the soil could harbor the cryptococcus as well. These spores are very heat resistant, so they survive even if you smoke the weed and heat the weed. And that could be why somebody healthy, their bodies just aren't ready to fight something like a fungus. Now, remember there was that boy that had needed a bilateral lung transplant, and because he smoked marijuana, he was denied, and then the family had to take him to another hospital to get him his transplant, and he later died of a bilateral fungal pneumonia. You wonder if the original fungus came from the weed. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements settlements and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And a big thanks to Harrah's Lake Tahoe, where I am broadcasting out of this week while I'm at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. We got some more breaking news. It looks like Trey Gowdy is announcing retirement from Congress. Representative Trey Gowdy, chairman of the House, the key House committee, has announced that he's not going to run for re-election. He said there's a time to come and a time to go. This is the right time for me to leave politics and return to the justice system. Huh. This is the 10th GOP committee chairman leaving. Didn't Justin Chaffetz left as well? Apologize. Not pronouncing their names right, but yet a lot of people that have been leaving. Now, I'm wondering if Trey Gowdy is looking for a Supreme Court nomination. I'm wondering. I'm pretty impressed with this guy. Anyway, he says, whatever skills I may have are better utilized in a courtroom than in Congress, and I enjoy our justice system here more than our political system. Apparently his seat is usually not something that's going to leave Republican hands anyway. So a lot of people, Republicans are going to be vying for that seat in the primary. And he leaves a safe seat. But he also leads a powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. So it's going to open up a nice plum position at the top. You know, you wonder, some of these people are at the top of their game. He had led the House Select Committee on Benghazi, the controversial committee that investigated the 2012 deaths of four Americans stationed there. So he, there was a challenging workload of his committee assignments on top of his chairmanship and him wanting to go, you know, save the justice system. I don't know. Very interesting. Makes you wonder if maybe there's going to be an issue. Maybe he may be later nominated. That's just my... trying to see. Apparently there's a vacancy in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. That is opened up. So I'm wondering if that's what's going on. All right, we'll keep you guys posted. And then the CDC. Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald, director of the U.S. CDC, has resigned a day after Politico reported that she purchased tobacco stock after she took the position at the nation's top public health agency. Such an investment is at odds with the mission of the CDC, considering cigarette smoking results in the deaths of nearly 500,000 Americans this year. So smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, yet she buys tobacco stocks, and she's supposed to be leading the fight against tobacco. All right, they say the CDC slogan is 24/7, saving lives, protecting people. But when you bet against that mission, according to CNN, 1 month into her tenure at the agency, that apparently didn't look good. So this was first reported Tuesday. Apparently she bought tens of thousands of dollars in new stock holdings in at least a dozen companies, including Japan Tobacco, one of the largest tobacco companies in the world, that sells four brands to the U.S. A day after the purchase, she toured the CDC's tobacco laboratory, which researches how the chemicals in tobacco harm human health. So that doesn't make any sense. Can I just say something? Okay, I don't know if this is, this is all allegations, but apparently for her to leave, for her to leave, then there's probably some truth to this. But if you make a position, if you land a position like the director of the CBC, don't you think you could hold off doing stupid? I mean, just for a couple years even. I don't understand this. Yeah, is it that people out there just think their job is safe? You get into a position. It's like, somebody landing vice president gets a new secretary and then sleeps with her the next week. I know that's cliche, but why? Is it that people think once they make it somewhere, they make it? You know, the one thing that I think is very, very frustrating in our culture these days is nothing's permanent. Now, nothing ever is permanent. You know, not that jobs were permanent in the past, but if you had a job or if you had a career, you could be there 20, 30, 40 years. Now, it seems like at the drop of the hat, everything could be lost. And even people who were untouchable, just untouchable, can fall. We're seeing politicians. We're seeing Hollywood moguls. I mean, Kevin Spacey was probably one of the most powerful people in Hollywood up until last year. All those movies, Oscars, probably Emmys, Tonys. I think he won a Tony also. House of Cards. Kevin Spacey was one of the biggest studs in Hollywood, and it's over in a flash. Why? Because he did stupid. Now, yeah, he did stupid years ago in the 80s, and now allegations are, even more recently. James Franco, at top of his game. Now, again, these could be just allegations. Maybe they're not true. But, again, now he's falling. You're seeing people that are industry heads, just, they fall. So now, somebody makes director of the CDC. This is one of the biggest, most publicized government agencies. You are going to be one of the biggest head honchos when it comes to the health of America. And you buy tobacco stock? Now, somebody could say, well, maybe she just didn't know. None of us, None of us knew that was a bad, bad thing. Is it really, really bad to buy stock? Well, I guess it is, and you would think if you made it to that position, you would go, look, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to do this? You know, when I got the teaching position at Toro University, I was really, really excited. But I, you know, it's been a while since I taught in a classroom on like a regular basis. I'll go and give talks. You know, I do stand up. I got my little thing, and it's, you know, little stints here and there. But this was going to be my job, and a very good job, to be able to speak and teach new baby doctors, helping them become doctors. And so one of my first questions I asked is, you know, I sometimes cuss and make jokes, and is that okay? Yeah, and you would think that would be a stupid question to ask, but no, it's not, because if I, you know, the way I do things and the way I, you know, talk to other doctors when I teach them and the way I do lectures, I tell it like it is. And I'm going to be very, very forward, and I'm going to be funny, and I'm going to be engaging. And I wanted to make sure that there was no way I was going to mess anything up or mess up the job. And I asked a lot of questions. You know, am I allowed to look something up in the middle of class if I don't know the answer? Am I allowed to say I don't know an answer? Am I allowed to, you know, and somebody could say, well, gosh, you know, you should have known all these answers ahead of time. Well, no, you know, there's always a learning process, a learning curve. And I think the smarter employee asks as you go. But you don't make it to a position. You finally make a position and then do something as risky as that. I would think if you're smart enough to become a CDC director, then you're smart enough to know not to purchase stocks, right, in an industry that you're fighting against. Just doesn't make sense. But this is the type of stuff people do. And you and I are like, oh my gosh, you know, I would love to have a position like that. You know, I'm not stupid. I'm going to do what, you know, I'm going to follow the rules. I'm going to go by the book, but guess not. I'm not saying she's stupid, but, you know, she wasn't prepared. She didn't research, or maybe allegedly she was trying to take advantage. I don't know. But not good. Apparently, she's an OB-GYN from Georgia. She was selected for the position in July by Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Todd Price. Now, Price was forced to resign in September amid a scandal involving use of his private planes. Now, that was another thing. So we have a doctor now running the Health and Human Services. Whereas, remember with Obamacare, when Obamacare was written, it was Kathleen Sebelius, who I believe was a political science major. I don't believe she had any medical background. So we were really excited about Dr. Tom Price being in the position, but then we heard that he was using private planes and taxpayer money. Okay, again, that's a stupid. Okay, why are you doing stupid? Now, I could see, and again, maybe I'm, you know, being naive, and maybe I'm, you know, assuming everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but I could see myself go, okay, so I have to go to this city, and I'm going to do some work, so which plane do I take? Oh, you could do this, you could do this, you could do this. You know, and so I could see myself not knowing, being advised incorrectly. I could see that happen. And who knows, maybe he was. But apparently, it was just a little too much for most taxpayers to take, and he had to resign, which I think is appropriate. You know, if you're using government money when you're not supposed to, you should resign. But I always fear, did you guys ever see that movie, The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy, where he makes it to Congress because he used the same name, or his name was roughly the same as the congressman before him that died while, having sex with his mistress. It was a really good movie. And so he makes it there, but he needs a team. And if the team doesn't know what the heck is going on and misguides him, he's going to do wrong. So, all right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. We're broadcasting live from Lake Tahoe this week at the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians Conference. And we are still kind of in shock by the October 1 shooting that happened last year, where the massacre killed 58 people and hundreds other injured. When Stephen Paddock took out a suite in the Mandalay Bay and shot Kitty Corner, all these people that were at the Harvest 91 Festival concert. Well, we're now being told that there was a second person of interest who sold Paddock the ammo. He lives in Arizona, and he was the one that sold hundreds of rounds of ammunition to the Las Vegas shooter, Stephen. His name is Douglas Haig of Mesa. He has been named by police as of yesterday in the newly unsealed court documents as a co-person of interest in the investigation into the October 1 massacre in which 58 people died and hundreds of others injured. Now, Haig told CBS News that Paddock said he was going to put on a light show. He said, and I can't remember what he said for or with his friends, but that's what he did say. Now, the news station reported that investigators tracked down Haig after finding an Amazon package with his address on it inside Paddock's suite at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino on the Las Vegas Strip. That's the location from where he fired on the crowd of country music concert attendees. Haig insists he didn't see the slaughter coming. He said, I felt that they were hoping that they could find a connection between myself and Paddock that would go back showing that I supplied him with most of his ammunition, possibly even some firearms. They're not going to find it. I talked to the guy three times. That's what he told CBS News. Now, Haig owns, quote, Specialized Military Ammunition LLC, which describes itself as your source from premium mil-spec tracer and incendiary ammunition in popular military calibers. Now, he sold Paddock 720 rounds in the weeks before the attack. The rounds included tracer ammunition bullets that leave a trail when shot. He said, I couldn't detect anything wrong with this guy. He told me exactly what he wanted. I handed him a box with ammunition in it. He paid me and he left. Then he closed down the business weeks after the attack. He said, I'm still racking my brain for what did I miss? Why didn't I pick this up? Now, his attorney told CBS News that Haig is continuing to assist investigators in the probe. When he spoke to Newsweek in October, Haig said he didn't even know who this guy was, referring to Paddock before the attack. I have to think that if it was really, really serious or there was something that they thought I did that was wrong, the agents would have been kicking my door down. Now, Haig says he plans to hold a press conference this week to further answer questions about his name surfacing in the fallout of the attack. Now, I'm not sure how many places Stephen Paddock went to get his ammunition, but the one thing that people want right now are answers. This happened October 1st. We're going on 4 months ago. And I keep saying this, yet they found Tom Brady's stolen jersey within days in another foreign country. That, I mean, it's like, that's put to rest pretty quick. That, everybody figured out. But this, here we are still trying to get answers. And, of course, there's, you know, the suspicion that there are answers, it's just it's not being, you know, known to the media. But the one thing the media wants to do, and people that are, you know, anti-gun and for gun control, is there is going to be a push for whoever does sell the ammunition in an event where there's a mass shooting, that person or persons become so vilified and so crucified in the media that they won't do it anymore and scare other people to not sell weaponry or ammunition. Some of you may think that's a great idea, some don't. Very similarly to what's happening with the narcotic issues. There's overdose deaths happening every day in America. So if you scare enough doctors into not prescribing, less prescriptions will be out there. Again, the problem is bad guys and girls are going to find ammunition. Whether it's a company that sells it, I mean, if this place was closed, I'm sure Paddock would have found his ammunition elsewhere. Now, some people say, yeah, but, you know, make it harder. He's going to have to get it from an arms dealer, and that would be harder. But if somebody wants to kill hundreds of people, which is what they apparently planned to do, although we wonder if there were more minds at work. We're just not being told. But if somebody wants to kill tons of people and they cannot access the bullets, the ammunition, or the guns, do you think they're going to go home and go, oh, well, it was a thought? No. When somebody is that sick, they're going to find a way to do it, like we saw with the Boston Marathon bombers. All right, they didn't have weapons, right? So they made one. But they used a crock pot or a pressure cooker. I think they used two to make two bombs. So, you know, and I'm not saying, okay, well then, you know, fine, let everybody, you know, you know, let it be rampant where, you know, anybody and kids could buy guns. I mean, that's not what people who want to protect our Second Amendment, argue. But This person here, if he supplied the ammunition that killed people, there's no doubt this is going to be, it's going to be rough for him. It is going to be rough. But these stores exist because we have a right to bear arms. Now, some people say, well, maybe we don't need to have all the, you know, semi-automatic weapons and the automatic rifles. You know, maybe we should just limit it to handguns. Again, once we get government involved, you know, and you give them a finger, they take a hand. And so we're not here to debate gun control. I think it's ridiculous that somebody was able to buy all that ammunition and not be, you know, screened. I would like the idea of some sort of a screening process be done, some sort of a mental stress test. But again, we don't know all the answers. This is somebody who gambled, liked to party, had a girlfriend, went to Vegas all the time, you know, knew where the good sweets were, got a suite. This doesn't sound like somebody who was on a suicide mission to kill a bunch of people. Now, again, somebody goes crazy, somebody gets delusions, you know. But for somebody to be that successful in real estate, I believe he was a real estate developer, and for somebody to be that successful in his, you know, in his career, and his career might have been a self-made, you know, real estate developer, it just doesn't kind of fit the bill that this is somebody that just decided, you know what, I'm done. I am have no problem calling it quits. You know, because a lot of people, they kind of have a death wish when they do something like this. It didn't seem like he did. He had a girlfriend. I guess they were going to travel together. I mean, you know what, he wasn't going to get caught. Something just isn't right. So we'll keep you guys posted. But it's a real shame because we have a lot of victims. The lawsuits are, you know, are starting. And, you know, he sold him 720 rounds in the weeks before the attack. Now, people, listen, you know, we have weapons in my house and we shoot and we practice shooting at the gun range. And, yes, you purchase rounds to do that. And, you know, people like to practice, you know, use their guns, shoot, you know, we're going to be taking up hunting. We're going to be taking up, you know, and there's, and, you know, this is what people have been doing for centuries. They, you know, they have rifles and they shoot. It's a sport. Unfortunately, in this case, we had so many people die. This was so horrific. This was so tragic. And if it could have been preventable, I think 100% of us would have wanted it prevented. How to prevent this from happening again without trampling on our rights in the Constitution? That's something I can't answer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have a man charged with marrying six women to evade immigration. So it took money to marry six women. I'll tell you about this guy. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, broadcasting from the beautiful Lake Tahoe. I have to tell you the story. There's a Massachusetts man that's been charged with accepting money to marry 6 people to help them evade immigration laws. 57-year-old Peter Hicks of Worcester married the women from sub-Saharan African nations who were in the U.S. illegally between 2003 and 2013 and filed for immigration benefits for 4 of them. Authorities also allege that at least one occasion he was still married to one woman at the time of his marriage to another. He's also alleged to have recruited others to enter into fraudulent marriages. Hicks was released Following an initial appearance in federal court in Worcester on Tuesday, he faces a maximum of 5 years in prison if convicted. Now, I bring this up because this happened to me twice. I was offered twice to marry somebody for him to get his immigration. And I was dating both of them at the time. Not at the same time. So I was dating one. And things were not moving as quickly as he wanted to. Because I didn't want to have sex with anybody I wasn't married to. So once he realized we weren't having sex, because he probably thought that once we had sex, I'd be like, oh yeah, you know, I'll marry you. He was like, okay, so here's the thing. My visa is going to expire. And I really need to find an American woman to marry. Now, I was really young in college, and I was like, oh, hell no. I have a career. I have a life. Isn't that illegal? You know, no, it's not when you love each other. I'm like, I don't love you. I can't marry you. No. So it didn't happen. He did end up finding somebody else to marry. Did. They ended up getting divorced, and he comes to me and goes, look, you know, I'm legit. I still really want to be with you. So I'm good now. I've got my citizenship. Can we date for real? I'm like, no. So that was done. And then there was somebody else who did that too. We start to date. And then he goes, look, the family wants you over for dinner. And I'm like, oh, this is awesome. It's getting close now. Oh, this guy was gorgeous. Yeah, and was on a student visa. And so I come, the family cooks me a meal. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, for him to already invite me over to the family, and oh man, he's bringing me home to his mama, and I said all the right things, and then dad sat me down and said, look, you know, you want to keep your boyfriend in this country? Because he's going to have to go. You're going to have to marry him. And I was like, well, no, I can't do that. I can't get married now. I got to go to school. No. And then he goes, well, we'll pay you. Like, no, can't do it, no. And there went that. So it happens. It happens a lot. Happens, and this was just two in the college arena in the 90s, especially it's happened more. But that's a big no-no, people. Okay? And I think, didn't Will and Grace do something like this where Jack married Rosario? And the immigration office was like, but, you know, you're gay. And they're like, no, I, you know, I'm not gay. And it was a really cute episode on how they did that. And for Rosario was the maid. She was hilarious. It was really a good episode. But anyway, don't do it, people. It's illegal. Not good. All right. The FDA is cracking down on Imodium use and abuse. The FDA is asking manufacturers of the over-the-counter antidiarrheal treatments to change the way they package products. The FDA says the voluntary measures are needed to curb the growing abuse of loperamide, which under the brand name Imodium AD is used by some people to manage their withdrawal or maintain a high. Loperamide is safe at approved doses. You won't get addicted to it. About a maximum of 4 to 2 milligram tablets per day. But when taken higher, apparently, it could cause heart problems and even death. We've had people die of loperamide overdose. They say experts say it takes an enormous dose to get high. Addicts will take up to 300 pills a day. 300 pills of Imodium a day. How do they poop later? According to a 2016 study published in the Annals of Emergency Medicine, Imodium AD in massive doses works in the body the same way as heroin, morphine, and oxycodone. But Imodium AD is much cheaper. And some big box stores will sell 400 tablets for less than $10. So they could get their high for about $5 to $10. According to Dr. Jeffrey Reynolds of the Family and Children's Association, folks that are desperately addicted, folks that are looking to stave off withdrawal symptoms or do whatever it takes sometimes will do real extreme things. So in the scheme of things, taking 300 pills is not that unheard of. According to Dr. Robert Glatter, an emergency physician at Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, says that he has encountered patients who abuse loperamide either to get high or to self-treat symptoms of opioid withdrawal. Many people think it's low risk, and they think it's only medicine to treat diarrhea. But they don't realize you can put yourself at, you know, for risk of an overdose. And now that it's getting harder and harder to get narcotics, patients will be at high risk for withdrawal. And withdrawal from a narcotic is very painful. It's very scary, and many people will do anything to not go through withdrawal. They say in the spring of 2017, the FDA added a warning to the product label to warn against ingesting high doses of loperamide, including abuse and misuse. This week, the FDA sent letters to manufacturers asking that they take additional steps, including limiting the amount of loperamide per package for short-term use. The retail package could contain 8 2-milligram capsules, enough for 2 days. So, making it almost, you know, when you see somebody, right, in order to come up with 400 pills, have to buy 50 of these packages, it's going to look odd. Maybe stores will run out. I don't know. So they're asking the manufacturers to take these steps. Just like with the Tide, Procter & Gamble with the Tide Pod Challenge, I'm sure these companies are having meetings going, are you guys kidding me? We have a product out there and somebody is using it to get high or to do stupid stuff. Well, like the Cinnamon Challenge. Remember kids were snorting cinnamon? I'm sure the cinnamon makers are like, are you kidding me? So now I have to add labels? It has to cost us money because people are doing stupid? So that's what's going on with loperamide. All right, in flu news, we have a 4-year-old girl, the first child to die of the flu in New Jersey. National death toll keeps climbing. The girl's name has not been released. She's one of several dozen children killed. At least now there's about 38 children reportedly died from flu-related complications. They expect the pediatric death toll, just kids alone, to reach at least 150 by the end of March. Now, we don't have too much information on what happened with her. We do know that this H3N2 is one of the more nasty versions and very highly mutable. We're being told a 27-year-old died in December of the flu. She was a Boston University graduate, started experiencing flu-like symptoms on Thursday night, went to the doctor. She was sent home with antibiotics. 2 days later, her boyfriend found her dead. And he thought she was getting better. Why? She had acute bronchial pneumonia. Daily Mail says there's a 17-year-old, Jonah Smith, died December 29th. His heart stopped beating in the backseat of his sister's car. He showed no flu-like symptoms, except he had a backache. He confirmed he had pneumonia. Doctors confirmed that he had pneumonia at the time of his death. Talks about Kyle Bauman, who had septic shock caused by the flu, went into kidney failure. Jenny Ching, diagnosed with the flu, developed an infection and pneumonia. Jonah, we don't have the total issue of what happened in terms of his medical history. But again, pneumonia, usually the number one cause. We talked about what to look for, high fever, cough. Sometimes kids won't cough. They may have a fast heart rate, chest pain, looks like even back pain, high respiratory rate. Scary stuff. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a dietitian that says pizza for breakfast is healthy. In fact, healthier than cereal. She's a registered dietitian named Chelsea Ammer and told the food website The Daily Meal that a slice of pizza could be a smarter pick than a bowl of cereal. Why? Because it's more protein. Makes sense. Now, it does have grease and cheese, but cereal is a lot of sugar, so that messes with your mood and your hunger levels. And pizza has less sugar. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.